Good morning. It's always nice to wake up next to you. It's always comforting waking up in your arms and in your bed. There is no place I'd rather wake up than right here in your arms while you're holding you very tight and very warm. I'm hungry. Is it time for breakfast? No. Oh, really? But I'm so hungry. Can I please just have a little tiny teeny bit of your blood? I promise I'll not take much. Oh, okay. I guess. Did I sleep okay? Well, thank you for asking. No. Well, I slept okay, I guess, but I had a bad dream. Yeah, the same bad dream as I always have, but this time it was a little more intense than the other times. I don't know why, but it's just so hard to get him out of my head. You know, I know that what he did to me, that was bad and his fault, and it's not my fault that he did the things he did, but my ex-boyfriend, he had a way of making me believe that I was doing bad stuff and I wasn't obeying him. And I dreamt about him, well, you know what he did to me, and yeah. What do you mean trust exercises? You've read about it in a book. Okay, what have you read about trust exercises? They're good for partners to get closer to each other. Yeah, I suppose. But what does that have to do with anything like in the past? I love you, and we're closer than ever. Makes you forget bad stuff by focusing your love and attention on someone else. Well, I haven't really thought about it like that, but it does seem very interesting. So, what are these trust exercises you're talking about? And what would they be for us, personally? What? Mouth stuff. Well, I'm starting to think this isn't really about the trust exercises. If you really want me to use my mouth on you, you could have just asked me. I'd be super happy to go down on you. Why did you cover my mouth? It's not what you're talking about. Oh, so what are you talking about? Huh? Oh, kisses and stuff. Well, I do enjoy kisses. And also sucking your blood and stuff, and giving you kisses everywhere, and licking your neck and stuff. You know I'm a very oral person. Oral what? What do you mean? I have a fixation. I don't think I have a fixation. No, it's not like I'm addicted to using my mouth on you and stuff. it's not like everything that has to do with my mouth and you is very tantalizing and is really giving me butterflies and tingles and stuff. No. It's not like that. Shut up. No. I don't have an oral fixation. No, I said I don't have an oral fixation. I don't think so. I mean, I might. I think. I don't know. But back to the thrust exercises. So, kissing and stuff, right? But I have to promise you something. Well, yeah, whatever, sweetheart. I can promise you anything. Yeah, well, obviously I'm not gonna do any teeth stuff. I promise. No teeth. Well, kissing and no teeth while licking your ears and no teeth while I, do my thing down there. If, of course, you'd like me to, I won't force you to do anything, of course. But, you know how I get in the mornings. Let's start with the kissing exercises. What do I need to do? Sit on your lap. Oh, I can do that. No problem. Whoa. I'm sorry. I almost fell over. I'm still not super awake. I'm sitting on your lap. And now what? I kiss you gently on the lips. I can do that. You'll see. Can you close your eyes? It's a little embarrassing to lean forwards if you're looking at me like that. Oh, no. I love your eyes, of course. But it's just, we don't need to use our eyes for kissing, right? Close your eyes. Come on. Okay, do you trust me? Okay, I'll not try to bite you. Did you like the way I kissed you? Yeah. I think I got it. I think I didn't use any teeth on you. Did I hurt you with my teeth on accident? Oh, a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. Next exercise. You want to do what to me? Okay. You can kiss my chest, I guess. But be really careful, though. I might flinch a bit or get flustered. Go ahead. I just... That feels good. Be gentle around my neck. I think that worked. I didn't flinch. I didn't pull back. I think I trust you. I guess. Well, it's not like I didn't trust you before, but now I'm sure. Can I do more thrust exercises on you with my mouth? I'm sorry, I'm really enjoying it, though. Your ears. Yeah, I can kiss your ears. And I can use it without using my teeth this time. I promise you won't be hurt by my teeth. Does that feel nice? Okay. I love giving your ears kisses. But then again, I love kissing you everywhere, so... can I kiss something else now? You know what I want to kiss. Oh, please. I'm just... In the morning, I get a little... the word starts with a H. Yeah, and it rhymes with corny. I'm sorry, but it's how it works. And also, we vampires, we tend to get a little needy in the morning. I'm really sorry about that. But can I please, you know, down there with my, I promise, I can make you feel good. I have to wait? I don't want to wait. Why do I have to wait to swoop? Why'd you do that again? Stop doing that. I will bite your finger if you do it again. If you do it again, I'll bite your hand, I promise. Oh, no, no, I didn't mean that. Sorry, did I upset you? Okay. But yeah, you're right. I shouldn't get this needy this early in the morning. You deserve better than that. I hope you still love me. Okay. So, if I'm not allowed to... use my mouth on that part, can I use my mouth on your arm and also suck a little blood? I can? Yay! Yay! I've been waiting for 10 minutes now. I'm so immensely hungry. I am so hungry, you won't believe. Okay, can I have your arm? Please? Thank you, I promise. It won't hurt as much as last time. I've gotten more precise with my teeth placement. Just need to search for your vein again. Where is it? Yeah, I think. What are you laughing at? No, I need to tap your arm because the vein pops up that way. And then I can bite it easily. And then I can suck your blood from it easily. Yeah, there we go. Are you sure you're ready? I can wait for another half hour if you really want. No, that was a lie. I really can't wait. I'm so hungry. Here we go, I guess. Just try not to think about pain too much, okay? I love you. Your blood. It's so good. A little more, please. A little more. Oh no. Did I hurt you? Or something? I'm sorry. I got a little carried away again. I'm so sorry. No. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. No. Leave me alone. I'm too embarrassed. It's just every time I suck your blood, I either take a little too much, and then you're not happy, or I take too little, and then I'm still hungry, but I'm too afraid to tell you, so... Do you promise we'll figure it out eventually? Okay. You still love me? Okay. But, you know what would also make me feel good? I'm really, really sorry I bring it up again, but I just really, really feel like, you know, my mouth on your boy thingy, you know. I like how it feels in my mouth, and I like how it makes you feel good. And I know sometimes I kind of scrape the tip with my teeth, but I promise this time it won't happen. I got it. I promise. But you have to believe in me a bit more. You know, it's a trust exercise. Yeah, that is what it is. And I promise, no teeth, no pain. I'll just be very careful. I really promise. It would mean a lot to me. I can? Are you sure? Okay. Can I? I'll do this slowly. I just want to slowly make my way down with kisses, if that is okay. But I don't know if you trust me around your stomach area and stuff. You do? Okay, that also means a lot. I'll just start with your neck. And go to your chest. So far, so good. I don't have any temptations of biting you down here. Okay. Are you ready for me to kiss you a bit lower? Here it is. That looks delicious. I really love going down on your dick. It means a lot to me that you trust me this way. So far, so good, right? I haven't accidentally bite you, right? Yeah. See? I can do it. What happened? Did I do something wrong? Why'd you pull away? Oh no. I'm so sorry. Oh no, it's bleeding. Oh, okay. I'll get a tissue. Don't worry. I can fix this. I just I'm sorry. I freaked out a bit. Yeah, I really needed that kiss. Are you okay, though? Well, it doesn't seem like you're okay. It's bleeding. Your thingy. I'm so sorry. Oh, no. How can I make it up to you? By licking up the blood? Are you sure? Okay. I've never tasted the blood from that area before. It's very sweet. Yeah, I like it. But I'm really sorry for hurting you. Should we continue or call it quits for today? Are you sure? Well, what if I bite your cock again? Are you really willing to take that risk? I love you. Okay, then. Well. Just feels so good when you rub your tip on my tongue. And my lips, how they form around you in a perfect circle. That was so tasty. Well, not as tasty as your blood, of course, but it comes really close. Your cum tastes a lot better than my ex-boyfriend's cum. I'm sorry, that's a weird thing to say, but it's true. It's true. I love you. I really love you. That was intense. But I hope it felt as nice for you as it did for me. I really loved it. The aftertaste is a little funky, but I love you so much. I love you. Are you ready to start your day with me? Or are we just gonna stay in bed and cuddle for a little longer? You're so warm. No, I promise I won't fall asleep on you. I promise. I'll just close my eyes a bit and focus on your heartbeat and enjoy being here with you, but I'm not gonna fall asleep. Not after what we just did. I can't stop thinking about it. I loved every second of it. I really love you though. You're the best boyfriend I've ever had. You're so gentle and so caring. And you always allow me to do the perfect amount of things. Not too much, but also enough.
Just nuzzle into you and stay here forever. I really love you. I really, really love you. And you smell so nice. And you taste even nicer. I love you. No, I'm not falling asleep. I'm just resting my head. I'm not actually falling asleep. I would never fall. I would never fall. Oh.